A few years ago in Sydney, Australia, a young mother, Kate Org, made headlines after she delivered a set of twins prematurely. One of her babies, a baby boy named Jamie, was unfortunately pronounced, and usually the birth of a child is a time of welcome joy, but this time Kate and her husband's joy were intermingled with sadness. Although one of the twins, Emily, had lived, they now were left to deal with the grief of having lost their other child, the other twin, Jamie. So as the nurse carefully placed Jamie in his mother's arms, Kate sat next to her husband on the bed and pressed her boy close to her heart. All the while, she cuddled and stroked his little head, whispering over and over as the tears flooded from her eyes, "I love you, my son. I will always love you, and I will never forget you." After some time, there was a fluttering of the eyelids and a gasp of breath. And calling the nurse, Kate told her that the baby had moved. And despite the doctors and nurses telling her not to get her hopes up, and such reflexes are normal, the baby's breathing soon became regular. And for 2 hours of doing this, holding him close to her heart and stroking his head and telling him that he loved him, Jamie opened his eyes. The headlines read, "Mother's Embrace and Voice Brings Baby." In a similar way, today's readings perfectly remind us of this essential truth. The embrace and the voice of the Good Shepherd Jesus rescues us from death and brings us back to life. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." Jesus makes a very simple point. You belong with me. We belong to Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the King and Lord of the universe, says we belong to him. And everyone who makes a conscious decision to follow Jesus recognizes his voice and allows themselves to be directed by him. And it's not just that we belong to Jesus, but we have each been chosen by him. He wants us, and no one can take us out of his hands. Even when we think we are undesirable, even when we think no way God could ever want or choose me after what I have done, Jesus reminds us over and over again, "I have chosen you. Listen to my voice, for you belong with me." And look how this essential truth changed the Gentiles in the Acts of the Apostles. Because Paul and Barnabas go and preach the good news of Jesus to Jews in the synagogue. And instead of accepting this news with joy, the Jews were filled with jealousy and violent abuse. But who responds instead? After the rejection, Paul was their response. The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this, and they glorified the word of God. The very same people who were constantly told by outside voices that they were not worthy of salvation, that they were not worthy of God, that God's instructions and voice were not meant for them, experienced joy in being chosen, in being wanted for a greater purpose. They still rejoice even when facing persecution, violence, and exile, and their hearts were filled with new life by following the voice of love. In a world of school shootings and the culture of death, I recently read a story about a survivor who was radically changed by hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. Mary was an ordinary high school sophomore at Columbine High School in the suburbs of Denver, and she occasionally struggled with identity, experienced bullying, and ultimately just wanted to fit in. But growing up, she never really felt like God existed or had a plan for her. But that all changed 20 years ago on April 20th, 1999. Mary had a habit, she said, of going to the library to study every single day during lunch period with a friend. However, on that April morning, sitting in art class right before lunch hour, Mary said she had an overwhelming urge to leave school. It was like a voice said in her mind, "Leave. Study somewhere else today." Why they weren't following the usual routine of studying in the library, she drove off campus, and as she was driving off, she looked in her rearview mirror, and she saw hundreds of her schoolmates running out of the school building. But with no idea what was going on, Mary and her friends simply continued on and arrived at a bagel shop. And it was there that they found out what had happened, and that one of the main places where the shooting took place was in the very same library where she would have been studying. Mary began to wonder, why God? Why was I spared? And she remembers being told by someone, God wants you to do something special with your life. And she said, I realized God existed and he had a plan, but at that time I didn't know who God was. And so I also questioned, how could this loving God allow something horrible like this to happen? And while she had the stirrings of faith, she still had no clear ideas. And so she started drinking, going to parties, looking for other things to find her fulfillment. But she knew in her heart that that wasn't it. By senior year, she had hit rock bottom and had lost all hope. And she said, it was in those moments that I felt like I just couldn't go on in my life. Why was I even living? That suddenly one of my friends invited me to Mass at a Catholic who started telling her about God, who passionately loved her and of his plan for her. And growing up with no direction, Mary realized that it was God's love that was missing in her life. And she would later say, not only did God lead me out of Columbine High School that day, but he was leading me home. He was leading me to himself. Mary became Catholic at the Easter Vigil on March 30th, 2002, and just 2 weeks ago, she made her final vows as a Franciscan contemplative nun, taking the name of Sister Mary Gianna. Too often, right, in our society, there are many voices that try to lead us out from the truth and away from God. We have voices that scream at women and young people peacefully praying in front of Planned Parenthood, shaming them for standing up for life. We have voices that say, there is happiness and fulfillment in intimate relationships outside of your marriage, so just leave your husband and wife. You'll find fulfillment outside. There are voices that say, turn to alcohol, turn to drugs, turn to the internet, or constantly focus on yourself. You do you. As long, you know, and go ahead and hurt whoever is in that wake. But oftentimes in these voices, which drowns out the voice which brings us from death to the springs of life-giving water, where every tear will be wiped away, the voice of the Good Shepherd. Like Sister Mary Gianna, we will find that listening to these voices over that of the Good Shepherd will eventually not bring us happiness or fulfillment. The people we surround ourselves with, what we do, how we speak, what we watch, who we listen to shapes us. But ultimately, as followers of Jesus Christ, as Christians, as Catholics, we have to allow the Good Shepherd's voice to shape us and pierce our hearts. If we listen to the voice of Jesus through prayer, in Mass, adoration, meditation on his life in Scripture, and the Rosary, we will, like the disciples, find ourselves filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And whereas these other voices only leave us with emptiness and pain, the voice of the Good Shepherd transforms us, calls out to us, encourages us, and reminds us constantly in a constantly changing world, the one thing that never changes. I am the Good Shepherd, and I love you, and I will always love you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die.